So as I said earlier, of course, many of us have so many events that happened in our lives that we interpreted as a measure of our self-esteem, our self-worth, our enoughness. And you've noticed I'm now interchanging all those words: value, esteem, worth, enough, good enough. And we do all have many of those events. And again, it's about our interpretation or how someone helped us negatively interpret an event as about us. I know all of you have heard it personally or heard it from a friend or a client where someone said to them, "Now look what you made me do," as if the six-year-old is really the problem. So I want you to think of a secondary event. Okay, you can go back and clear that first event, but I want you to think of another one. Another event, maybe in school, being humiliated, the teacher saying something, someone laughing at you, something that happened, maybe a scolding, where when you think of that event now, you just are convinced you're not enough. You just know you're not enough based on that event. And if we talked about it logically, you might say, "That's my proof. I'll tell you what happened. I was totally inadequate. I didn't do it right." So I've given you lots of examples of where in our lives we can interpret the event as, "Oh, it's my fault. If I were only better, bigger, smarter, taller, funnier, quicker, the negative thing wouldn't have happened." I mean, we take such responsibility as children for things that don't go well. And sometimes a parent or a guardian directly tells us that it's your fault. I've had clients who have said that a parent said to them, "My unhappiness is because of you." Well, that's going to be a message that will, of course, be interpreted as, "I'm not enough," or "I just shouldn't be here." So we're taking a second event, and if you'd like to add in the language, what you heard, again, that's fine. I was just separating these topics for the tapping purposes, but think of a secondary event, something else, maybe it's at the same age, maybe a very different age, an event that really affected you that when you think of it now, you really think, ugh, you have that sinking feeling that you just weren't enough. You weren't worthy enough, you weren't valuable enough, you didn't have what it takes back then to succeed. So again, it could be school age, it could be even up to high school or college, anything in your life, but usually the events are younger for us, they're usually under age 12, where we have a couple of them or many of them that teach us you're not enough. Convince us, here's more proof that you're not good enough on some level, okay? And you are enough, and you were enough, but you got a message that was formed by someone else from their history or the day they were having, their frustration or their family or their own sense of inadequacy, where they felt an unconscious need to translate and transfer that to you. Many people who have awful negative feelings, they try to get it off of them and onto somebody else. Nobody likes to feel inadequate or less than or unworthy. So if they have that pattern running in their body, mind, and spirit, what they will do is try to give it to somebody else. Okay, so you have this secondary event now. Think about it. As usual, add what you can. Where were you? Do you know when it was? Who else was there? Can you tune into your feelings? And again, you might have been in shock or freezing in terror, so it's really hard right now to get a feeling. But when I ask you to tune into that second event, and it may be emblematic or symbolic, tune into that event, measure how terrible it feels to you on the 0 to 10 point scale. Write it down. And then start tapping with me, and hopefully we can clear this one as well. And those of you who are new to EFT, to the tapping, you may not know that what they've discovered over the years is that you don't have to clear, let's say you have 20 horrible events in your life that led you to believe and convinced you you weren't enough. You don't have to clear all 20 of them in order to feel relief and have dramatic changes in your life. But you do need to clear the top few of them, okay? And then usually the entire template, the entire pattern of energy comes tumbling down, and that's good. But you don't have to do every single one. So this is good that we're going to do the top two. And then, of course, you can listen to each segment of this recording, of this program, and keep knocking them down. Keep relieving them, releasing them, so that you come out objectively saying, yes, that happened, but I was five, so how could I have been responsible? Or, of course I wasn't enough, I was eight, and that's okay, but I don't need to take it as about my self-esteem and who I am. Very, very important shifting. I can't wait to hear from you. I know I'll get your emails. Okay, karate chop point. Repeat after me. Even though this event really got to me, and it made me assume I was the problem, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though this event really got to me, and it made me think I was nobody, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though that event really affected me negatively, and it led me to believe that I was no good, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Go to the eyebrow point. I thought I wasn't enough. Side of the eye. I was convinced I wasn't enough. Under the eye. I don't think I was enough. Under the nose. And they were so upset with me. Chin point. They were so disappointed in me. Collarbone. I was wrong again. Under the arm, I never seem to do anything right. Top of the head, and this was just an event that fit right in. Eyebrow, I never did anything right. Side of the eye, and that event really affected me. Under the eye, I started believing I wasn't enough. Under the nose, I can feel it in all my cells. Chin point, I started to feel like I wasn't enough. Collarbone, although I'm sure I felt it even before then. Under the arm, that event really got to me. Top of the head, it was so upsetting. And still is. Good. Take a deep breath. Remember, we're just helping the energy move through your body. Continue to metabolize the energy. Now I want you to think of this event again that really affected you, and think of how you feel about it now. Tune into it. How does it feel to you now? Does the charge on it still feel as high? Perhaps you have new thoughts and feelings about it, or insights about what was really going on. Because if you were only eight, now you might be able to look at it from an adult perspective. Maybe it was frozen in time inside of you and you've never been able to see it for what it really was. Take another deep breath. Good. Get that measurement. Hopefully for most of you, it's gone down. The charge on it, the event still happened, but how you feel about it is different, is changing, even as I'm talking to you. Good. Let's do one more on that event. start tapping and repeat after me on the karate chop point. Even though that specific event really got to me, was a turning point in my life, I deeply and profoundly love and accept who I am anyway. Even though that event really taught me that I was inadequate, I even felt worthless, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though that's where I learned I wasn't enough, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Eyebrow, I learned I wasn't enough. Side of the eye, what if that wasn't the right lesson? Under the eye, I certainly felt that way. Under the nose, I felt worthless. Chin point, I felt like I wasn't enough. Collarbone, I felt so worthless because of what happened. Under the arm, I felt so worthless because of what happened. Top of the head, that event really got to me. Go right back to the eyebrow. I felt so worthless. Side of the eye. I felt useless. Under the eye. I wasn't enough. Under the nose. I just wasn't enough. Chin point. They said I wasn't enough. Collarbone, by how they looked at me. Under the arm, I knew what they were thinking and feeling. Top of the head, and I didn't feel enough. Go back to the eyebrow. What if I am enough? Side of the eye, that event is still upsetting. Under the eye, but what if I interpreted it in the wrong way? Under the nose, that event was truly upsetting. Chin point, but what if it wasn't my fault? Collarbone, what if it's not my issue? Under the arm, what if it wasn't about my worth? Top of the head, maybe I am enough already. That is possible. Good. Take a deep breath. So again, on the last round there, I introduced some more positive statements and positive possibilities. What if you are enough? What if that event is not the be-all and the end-all to define who you are and what your value is? Good. So I want you to think of that event right now, 0 to 10. I know it still happened. I'm sure it was a terrible event, but I want you to measure how awful it feels to you right now. 0 to 10. How does it feel? Okay, for most of you, the charge on it has gone down again. And watch for the nuances of thoughts and feelings and insights that you may have about it, about what it really meant, about what was really going on, about why you were so vulnerable that you needed to choose to look at it as that you weren't enough. And again, maybe somebody point blank said to you, you're not enough and you're the problem. But maybe they didn't. Maybe that was their internal voice that you picked up. Maybe that was their energy, and you just picked up their energy. Maybe you were enough. I want you to consider that. It's possible that you've been enough all along. Amazing, but it could be true. So I want you to go back and measure now, not this event, and I want you to go back and do tapping again on this event and on another event if that would be useful for you. But I want you just to take the measurement now on the original statement from the beginning of the recordings that says, I am not enough. The original target statement, I am not enough. And I want you to tune into your body, mind, and energy. How true does that feel to you now? Hopefully, the truth of that has gone way down and it just does not resonate with you as much, and that could be perhaps confusing. You think, no, wait a minute. That's my identity. That's who I am. What do you mean? It's possible I could be enough. That's okay. Just play with it. See how it feels. And continue tapping. Great. We'll move on to the next section here.